This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari, a student of the Islamic Seminary of Qom. Today we are going to talk about a question. We are going to deal with this question: is faith without practice of any value? In the Quran, faith and pious deeds come together. Amanu wa amilu salihat. Okay? Faith. Amilu salihat means righteous actions, good deeds. So those who believe and do good deeds of righteousness, this is the literal translation of the verse of the Holy Quran, that faith and practice are intertwined. They are interconnected. They are like a needle and thread that need to work together. Otherwise, if the thread is not through the eye of the needle would not sew anything, you know. So they need to be together in order to expect that function. The Quran says, "In kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni." In kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. If you love God, follow me. Surah Ali Imran, verse 31. What does this verse of the Quran mean? In kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. If you love God, then you have to follow me. Okay? It means that if you have faith in God, if you believe that God is one and that He is the creator, He is the sustainer, then you have to follow Him. Many people say that, okay, they have faith, but they are not practicing people. How can you justify faith without practice? They are so closely intertwined with each other. And those people who say they have faith, but they do not practice, and there are many such people, of course, I have seen many people in my life, people who just say, "Ya Allah, Ya God," who just, talk about God, but they do not offer prayers, they do not fast, they do not perform pilgrimage of the house of God, and they do not practice or fulfill many other obligatory duties. It seems that you cannot reconcile between faith and this and the said. You cannot justify. How can you believe in God? How can you love God and you do not obey Him? Every lover obeys the beloved, okay? So those people who say that they believe in God, but they do not practice and they do not speak to Him and they do not pray, they claim that the love of the, of course, the commander of the faithful, and they say, okay, they love Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and they believe and they say that Imam Ali is in their hearts, but in practice they are in no way similar to him. They, for example, say that they believe in the Imam of time, Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, yet they do not pay his rights that are obligatory upon them. So how can they prove that they love God, they love the Imams, they love the Holy Prophet, and they love the Imam of age, but they do not nothing, they do not fulfill the obligatory duties? So faith and practice are intertwined. If one's actions do not represent what he claims to believe in, then one should doubt his honesty and the genuineness of his claim. This is actually the nutshell. This is to make a long story short.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Let me give you another example. In the past, when wars were fought and won, prisoners of war were sold to others as slaves. The more skilled the slave was, the higher the purchase price was. One day a slave was brought to the market with a very high price tag. When a purchaser asked why, he was told that the slave was able to detect who was thirsty and who was not. The purchaser was attracted to that skill and bought the slave. Okay. Now the question is, that the story is this, that someone, a slave, was brought to the market. And it was claimed that the slave was able to detect who was thirsty and who was not. So the person who wanted to purchase a slave, he was interested. He got attracted to that skill. So he approached, went ahead and bought the slave. So he then invited his friends over to dine, but did not present them with any water. After some time, one of the invitees requested water. The owner looked upon the slave, but the slave said that his guest was lying, that he was not actually thirsty. Slowly, more and more people started to claim thirst, but the slave continued to belie them until one of the guests got up to get some water. At that point, the slave said to his master that the guest was truly thirsty because he got up from his place and obtained the water himself rather than just claiming to be thirsty. So someone who is truthful actually takes practical steps to acquire what he is looking for. You cannot claim to be a lover unless you seek your love, unless you take practical action to obey the beloved. And he who is not a man of practice can only make the claim of having faith, you know. So, unfortunately, we do come across a lot of such people who claim to believe in God. But let me tell you one thing. Of course, the belief in God is one thing. It could be just a claim made by some people, you know. And another thing that we can say is also to accept that faith has different grades, different degrees, you know. You cannot compare a layman's faith and belief and conviction with that of a noble figure, with a noble, let's say, scholar, and that of a noble scholar with the imams, with the faith of the imams. See, the faith, the level, the degrees of faith differ. Someone might have faith, but the faith is not strong enough to provoke him, to make him take action, to look for pleasing God, to comply with his orders and to implement what he is expected to. So to conclude, I would say that faith and practice are intricated, they are intertwined, and they cannot be separated from each other. And those who actually make claims that they have faith in God, they are not true believers. They are not faithful in the real sense of the word. And true faith means that one jumps into action, takes action, fulfills what he is supposed to and what he is commanded to do. He complies with God's order. He complies with the injunctions and with the ordinances of Allah. He does not do anything which displeases Allah. So faith and practice are intertwined. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need is all I need. All I need. All I need. All I need. Oh, 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 oh. All I need.
Love is all I need.